We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. So unless there's an upset in the ACC championship game between Clemson and SMU, the Tide, Alabama, looks like they're going to the college football playoff for the ninth time in the last 11 seasons. They got the number 11 spot from the Crack Crab and Lobster Committee in the second to last rankings. The final one is Sunday. They're one spot ahead of the Miami Canes, and the Canes are livid about it. And so is the ACC. The Tide lost three times under Kalen DeBoer, including a horrible loss at Oklahoma, 24-3 on November 23rd. But they still gave them the spot. The Canes had their second defeat Saturday at Syracuse. But look how close the game was, 42-38. Miami would be the first team left out of the 12-team playoff based on the current rankings because the fifth highest-rated conference champion would jump into the playoff. Since neither Alabama or Miami qualified for their conference championship games, it seems like the Canes are going to have a horrible time jumping the Tide in the final rankings, which come out Sunday. The committee chair said the rankings release show Tuesday night on that show that teams not competing in championship games this weekend, including Alabama, Miami, wouldn't have their rankings changed because they're not playing another game. So it's over. He said any time that, you know, like teams are not playing right now, we don't have a data point to rearrange where we have those teams rank. And so that is set in terms of how we see them going into the final week of championship week. There's nothing that's going to change for us to evaluate them any differently than we have now. So those teams who are not playing cannot be adjusted in terms of where they are compared to other teams that are not playing. But the championship game teams, we will evaluate that data point to determine if there needs to be any movement based on how the performance of the games goes. So here's how it looks. Right now, the four byes would be Boise, they'd be the four, Oregon the one, SMU the three, Texas the two. They all get byes into the quarters. As for everyone else, so it goes Georgia 7 against number 10, Indiana. That game would be in Athens. Number 6, Notre Dame would host number 11, Alabama, in Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend. Number 8, Ohio State would take on number 9, Tennessee in Columbus. And number 5, Penn State would take on number 12, Arizona State in Happy Valley. So that's that. The top 25 rankings were Oregon 1, Texas 2, Penn State 3, Notre Dame 4, Georgia 5. 6 through 10 went Ohio State, Tennessee, SMU, Indiana, Boise. 11 was Bama, 12 was Miami, 13 Ole Miss, 14 South Carolina, 15 Arizona State, and then Iowa State, Clemson, BYU, Missouri, UNLV go 16 through 20. And then Illinois, Cuse, Colorado, Army, and Memphis go 21 through 25. So there you have it. Those are the teams that are going to make the playoff. It's pretty obvious to me. And Miami's getting screwed. Now let's talk about the NBA Cup. So the field for the knockout rounds of the Cup is set. And there's going to be a new champion as well as also a different field to go with that new champion for sure. By the time everything went down last night, the 8 teams that made it were the Bucks, Knicks, Hawks, Magic in the East, the Thunder, Rockets, Dubs, and Mavs in the West. Last year's champ, the Lakers, were eliminated from advancing to the knockout rounds with losses to the Suns and Thunder last week. The Bucks and Knicks are the only teams from the 8 who also advanced to the in-season tournament last year. The quarterfinal matchups next week will be the Magic and the Bucks and the Thunder hosting the Mavericks. Those are Tuesday games. Then the Hawks are at the Knicks and the Warriors are at the Rockets on Wednesday. Doc Rivers said, yeah, it's great. They put a tournament in front of us, and we want to win it. We said that early on, and we're 4-0, but we still have a lot of work to do. Entering the games last night, there was a lot up in the air. The Hawks, Rockets, and Dubs were locked into quarterfinal spots as group winners, but the other 5 spots were available. They had to be taken, including 2 games in the East. Magic at the Knicks. The Knicks blew them out. Bucks at the Pistons. Bucks got it done. And so they figured that all out. The Knicks and Bucks raced out to sizable halftime leads, and they both cruised from there. The only question was whether the Knicks would knock out Orlando with a blowout. It had to be a plus 60-point differential entering the game. So, but the bottom line is the Magic came back late and kept the Celtics out of the knockout stage. So Orlando became the wild card. The Magic head to the top seed Bucks, while the Hawks and Trae Young go to the Garden to face the Knicks, with trips to Las Vegas on the line for the winners. Houston and Golden State entered last night knowing they had to win to secure home court in the tournament, regardless of what went down anywhere else. The Warriors gave up a 14-2 run to the Nuggets in Denver before losing by four. Sabonis had 27 to lead the Kings to a 9-point win over the Rockets. So that opened the door for the Thunder to become the top seed in the West based on point differential, thanks to their win over the Jazz, blowout style, 133-106. So there you go. The field is set for the knockout stages. Who's left? The eight teams in the NBA Cup. Four go to Vegas. The winners of those games, all those games that are going to be played, there's four games that are going to be played. Four teams are coming out. Whoever wins goes. Whoever loses goes home. So let's look at what went down last night in the NBA either way. The Knicks blew out the Magic 121-106. Hart for the Knicks had himself a game, 11 points, 13 boards, 10 dimes, the triple-double, they roll. Sixers 110-104 over the Hornets. Paul George had 29 and 8 dimes. Cavs 118-87 over the Wizards, and they covered. Spida had 19, 7 dimes, 3 steals. Bucks 128-107 over the Pistons. Giannis with 28, 7 boards, 8 dimes. Raptors 122-111 over the Pacers. The Pacers suck. Scotty Barnes had 35, 6 boards, 9 dimes for the Raps. Thunder 133-106 over to Jazz. Shai Gilgeous with 26, 6 boards, 7 dimes. Mavs 121-116 over the Grizzlies in a good one. Luke had 37, 12 boards, 4 steals. Durant injured his ankle, but the Suns won by 11 over the Spurs. D-Book had 29 and 9 boards. Nuggets over the Dubs by 4. Joker 38, 10 and 6. Kings 120-111 over the Rockets. I already told you, Sabonis 27 and 7. Clips 127-105 over the Blazers. Powell had 30. Harden had 23. In terms of tonight, Wednesday night, Nets host the Pacers, 7:30 at No Sleep Till. In Brooklyn, Pacers laying 2.5. I'll take those points. 7:30 on NBA TV. Lakers are in South Beach against the Heat. Heat laying 2.5. 7:30 Pistons, Celtics at the Garden. Celtics laying 13.5. Magic at the Sixers. Orlando laying 3.5. 8 o'clock, Hawks and Bucks at Fiserv in Brewtown. Milwaukee laying 4.5. 10:30 nightcap on NBA TV. T-Wolves and Clippers at the Intuit in La 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 Lipstick City. Minnesota laying 2.5. College rag last night. I gave you Clemson on Coast to Coast yesterday. They beat Kentucky, the fourth-ranked Wildcats, lost at Little John 70-66. Tigers get it done. Villanova upset number 14, Cincinnati 68-60. Number 23, Ole Miss at Louisville, 86-63. Rebels winners on the road. Syracuse got whacked at number 3, Tennessee, 96-70. Michigan upset Wisconsin in the Cole at Madtown, 67-64 Wolverines, and they covered 3.5. Oklahoma by 15 over Georgia Tech, and they covered. 76-61 Sooners, they're 8-0, and A&M beat Wake 57-44 in College Station. There's a ton of great games tonight. 7:15, number 10 Alabama at number 20 North Carolina and Chapel Hill, Heels laying 2.5. 9:15 on ESPN, number 2, Auburn at number 9, Duke at Cameron Indoor, Duke laying 2.5. 9:15, number 18, Pitt at Mississippi State in Stark, Vegas, Bulldogs laying 5.5. 10:30, Big Ten Network, number 12, Oregon at USC at the Galen in L.A., Oregon laying 5.5. 6:30 on FS1, number 15, Baylor and number 25, UConn in stores at the Gamble Pavilion, UConn laying 2.5. 7:15, Virginia at number 13, Florida in Gainesville at the O'Connell Center. Gators laying 16.5. 8 o'clock, number 5, Marquette at number 6, Iowa State at the Hilton in Ames. Iowa State laying 5.5. 8 o'clock, Louisiana Tech at number 16, Memphis. Memphis laying 12.5. 8:30 on FS1, number 1, Kansas at Creighton in Omaha. Kansas laying 4.5. And number 24, San Diego State, the Aztecs playing at 10:30 in Fresno. San Diego State laying 14.5. Let's see if I can find some unranked games that are decent. Florida Atlantic at Florida International, FAU laying 9.5. Ohio State at Maryland, Maryland laying 4.5. Gardner Webb at Wofford, Wofford laying 4.5. Coastal at Campbell, Campbell laying 5.5. Illinois State at Belmont, Belmont laying 5.5. Furman at Florida Gulf Coast, Furman laying 2.5. Monmouth at Lehigh, Monmouth laying 1.5. Cornell at Colgate, Cornell laying 1.5. St. Bonnie at Bucknell, St. Bonnie laying 7.5. Central Connecticut at UMass, UMass laying 9.5. Fairleigh Dickinson at Fordham, Fordham laying 11.5. Youngstown State at Robert Morris, Bobby Moe laying 1.5. Ryder at Fairfield, Fairfield laying 1.5. Let's see what else. Alcorn at Wichita, Wichita laying 25.5. I'm giving you everything I can see. Oklahoma State and Tulsa, Oak State laying 5.5. Northern Iowa at Illinois, Chicago, Northern Iowa laying 1.5. Central Arkansas at Little Rock, Little Rock laying 9.5. Montana State at Omaha, Montana State laying 5.5. Idaho State at South Dakota, South Dakota laying 4.5. Northern Arizona, Oral Roberts, Oral laying 3.5. Idaho at Kansas City, KC laying 3.5. Michigan State at Minnesota, Michigan State laying 4.5. Seton Hall laying 16.5 to NJIT. Wyoming at Utah State laying 18.5. San Jose State in New Mexico, Lobos laying 19.5. Loyola Marymount at Colorado State, Rams laying 8.5. Sac State at Denver, Denver laying 2.5. South Dakota State at Montana, South Dakota State laying 2.5. North Dakota State at Weber getting 4.5. North Dakota at Eastern Washington, Eastern Washington laying 6.5. DePaul at Texas Tech, Raiders laying 15.5. Texas at NC State, Texas laying 2.5. Vandy at Va Tech, Vandy laying 5.5. Portland State at Seattle, Seattle laying 8.5. That's every game in college basketball that matters on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. Check out, hockey. Everybody loves hockey. The Penguins were up 4-1. They blew the lead against the Panthers. Stanley Cup champs tied it up, but then Brian Rust in overtime wins it for the Penguins. Bruins get it done. Zacha in overtime. 3-2 over the Red Wings. Avs were down 4-0. They still won. 5-4 in Buffalo. Suzuki, the winner for the Canadiens against the Islanders in overtime. Sharks win it 2-1. Eklund with the game winner for the Sharks in the extra section. Kraken upset the Canes and Raleigh 4-2. Canucks lose to the Wild. Kaprizov the winner in overtime. Blues hand the Jets their fourth straight loss. 4-1 St. Louis. Flames 3-0 over the Jackets. Vegas 1-0 over the Oilers. Barbashev, the only goal in the game. Hill 28 saves for Vegas. The schedule for tonight, Predators at Leafs, 7:30 in Toronto. Leafs are minus -165. Bruins and Blackhawks on TNT at 7:30. Bruins minus -1.5. 10 o'clock, Vegas at Anaheim. Vegas minus -170. The nightcap on TNT, Dallas at the LA Kings. Dallas minus -120 on the road. They're favored in La 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 Lipstick City. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Packers and Lions at Ford Field on Thursday Night Football on Prime at 8:15. Detroit laying 3. We'll be all over that on Pharrell Coast to Coast today and tomorrow. You know we're on every day 3 to 6 on Sports Grid TV, the Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. You can catch us on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, Fire TV, and on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA and all of their radio affiliates. Get my app. It's badass. Pharrell and the Prophet. Check out Pharrell Unplugged, Prophet Place, Pharrell and the Prophet. All kinds of killer shows. We even have avatars. We have literally computerized people that like replace me, replace Mickey, this smart ass avatar. You're going to love it. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. And the guy gives us the business, and he's dirty and raunchy and kick ass, generally speaking. We got Pipe Dreamers, Miserable Men, Meet the Creeps, Barely Legal, all kinds of kick ass shows. And go figure, The Prophet makes you tons of money betting with great plays. So check out my app, search for Ellen the Prophet, and you're going to love it. I'll see you at 3 every day and today on Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. Shake out, ooh. It's Pharrell on a bench. Shake out, ooh.